Thursday marks the beginning of the busy season in U.S. politics. The 9 Democrats running for president begin a series of 6 debates, and the recall election in California is starting to pick up steam. After a summer break, the American political scene is about to get busy. With the first of 6 party-sponsored debates in New Mexico, the 9 Democratic presidential contenders will get a chance to make their case, with the first primaries only 4 months away. Earlier in the week, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry formally entered the 2004 race and vowed to challenge President Bush's handling of both foreign policy and the economy.
And every day of this campaign, I will challenge George Bush for fundamentally taking our country in the wrong direction.
The president is getting geared up for the 2004 campaign as well, fully aware that he'll be the main political target in the Democratic debates. While vowing to keep the nation safe from terrorism, Mr. Bush is also pledging to revive the lagging U.S. economy and get Americans back to work.
Our economy must grow faster than productivity increases to make sure that people can find a job. I'm interested in Americans going to work. That's what I'm interested in.
Various public opinion polls suggest the president enjoys a distinct advantage over all of his would-be Democratic challengers next year. But the surprise of the early campaign jousting among Democrats has been the rise from nowhere of former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. He's tapped into the anger liberal Democrats feel toward the president and has stirred up interest in his campaign and raised millions of dollars through the Internet. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Democratic activists will eventually have to decide whether Howard Dean represents their best hope of defeating the president next year.
If he continues to capitalize on that anger, he may very well end up as the Democratic nominee. That may not be a good thing for the Democrats, but this is something that they're going to have to contend with come fall of 2004.
Democrats are also closely watching the recall effort in California, targeting the state's unpopular Democratic governor, Gray Davis. In a television appearance prior to a gubernatorial debate Wednesday, Governor Davis admitted that he's been out of touch with California voters, but he vowed to change that if he survives the recall.
But at the end of the day, the people put you there in the first place, and you have to stay connected to them.
If Governor Davis is recalled, California voters have 135 potential successors to choose from. But polls indicate the top 2 candidates at the moment are the Democratic Lieutenant Governor, Cruz Bustamante, and movie actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's running as a moderate Republican. The recall election does have national implications. Democrats desperately need to carry California in next year's presidential election to have any hope of defeating President Bush. Retaining control of the governor's office is a key part of their electoral strategy. But if Republicans are able to knock Governor Davis out of office and elect Arnold Schwarzenegger, it might boost the president's hopes of carrying the Golden State in November of 2004. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.